Hello, everyone. Welcome to Application 1 of the Optimization Training from Ken Wilber, Cultivating Your Superhuman Body. In this module, Ken will teach us how, contrary to what we may believe, we have many different types of bodies, not just our physical ones. He will then talk about how these different bodies fit in with the upleveling of our own unique operating system. Plus, he will give us some of his personal recommendations on how to implement these teachings practically. So here's Ken talking about one of the most important discoveries of the Actualize OS.
We've talked about one of the important and perhaps most important discoveries of the overall integral approach is that we have, in a sense, a kind of paradoxical approach here. Whereas one, we are attempting to outline a unified, big picture, sort of a single overall framework that is, as some critics called it, an understanding of everything, a theory of everything, a way to include everything. And that's very, very true in some senses. And the way this has happened is that we've increased the pluralistic component, the number of differences that people in most areas used to just take as having only one item or one process or one approach or one element. And as we've looked at it, we found that each of these fundamental elements of the human condition actually have anywhere from 4 to 12 or more very different elements, and that we can make this big picture work by addressing each of these elements. And so we're looking for a unity in diversity. We're looking for a one in many. And whereas previously people would just take the one and it was one practice covers everything, what we found is that the oneness comes out of our understanding of the manyness. And so by looking at all of these different aspects and different components and then understanding practices for each of them, and ways to tell by our own self-assessment whether we're doing fairly well in that area or whether we need to do some work on it. That doing all of these approaches, taking them all together, actually leaped us into a completely unprecedented level of human capacity and human possibility and human potential. And we are not exaggeratedly calling that a superhuman capacity, and that's something that is relatively easy to learn. Most extraordinarily, it's psychoactive. All you have to do is just learn the general elements to it, and that will kick it in your own body mind. That will start it acting in your own being. You don't have to do anything else. Now, you can accelerate it by doing certain exercises and certain practices and so on, which we have been discussing and will continue to give you that you can use. You can also go out and look for others on your own using this broad framework. But the general idea is that we are really looking at all of the different aspects of these components and drawing them all together into a big picture. And so we do have a unity in diversity. And this unity in diversity is what jumps us from a standard, ordinary human activity into a truly superhuman possibility. This is not an exaggeration. It's not braggadocio. It's not making stuff up in order to sound cool or neat or anything like that. It's straightforward science. It's absolutely tested and tested again. And for the people that work in these different areas, there's no doubt whatsoever in their minds that this stuff is real and that this stuff works and that we are opening an entire new era on human capacity. And so if we look at any of these areas that we're talking about, in this case, we are focusing on the body. Well, one of the first things that we find about the body, we talked about going from one size fits all to finding multiple differences and different components making up that what we thought was just one unified item. Well, the same thing is true in the body. When we look at the body and we make a comparison of all of the great cultures around the world, East and West, we find out that human beings don't have just one body. At a minimum, it is maintained that human beings have at least three bodies. And we've talked about these before, because each of these bodies are, in a sense, the mass energy, the concrete bodily support of different states of consciousness. And so this was a big breakthrough and a big understanding that helped us grasp not only what body means, but what these different states of consciousness meant and how they are actually tied together with a bodily foundation, a bodily ground that is inextricably one with the state of consciousness that goes with it. So we found, for example, that the waking state of consciousness is supported by a gross physical body. And when you get into the dream state, first thing you notice is that you lose that physical body. That's nowhere around. But you do seem to have a body made out of light and images and luminosity and energy and so on. And that's a subtle body. And then when you get into deep formless states, then you have what's called a causal body. And it's called causal because as the world manifests, as it comes out of spirit and moves down into soul, into mind, into body, into matter, the first body that emerges is the causal body. And so it's the body that is the subtlest of all the bodies. It's the finest and the original body that is manifest in the universe. And it's called causal because it actually causes all of the lesser events in this universe. So the causal body causes the subtle body, and the subtle body causes the gross body. And these are also supporting states of consciousness that go with them. And so if you want to get back to the ultimate source, if you want to get back to pure spirit, if you want to get back to the ground and goal of all of reality itself, then you can, as it were, climb these bodies back to their source. And in doing so, you're climbing these states of consciousness back to their source as well. And so we don't just have this one physical meat body that we drag around and causes us nothing but pain and torture and disease and illness, and we finally end up dying from the darn thing. Not exactly a thrilling element to be carrying around, but that's just the beginning of the bodily capacities that we have. And so, of course, what we want to be able to do is keep each of these three bodies in functioning health. And what's so very important is that all the traditions maintain that there's something called involution and something called evolution. And involution is the move downward from spirit into causal realms, and then from there into subtle realms, and then from there into the densest, lowest form, the gross, physical realm. In Christian terms, it's from spirit to soul to mind to body to matter. And that downward movement is how spirit throws itself outward to create a universe. And once that happens, then the Big Bang blows into existence. And it's just the very lowest level that exists at that point. So it's just matter, and the Big Bang is the creation of matter, blows into existence, atoms, quarks, eventually molecules, and then there's the slow growing back through those dimensions to their origin. And when that origin is rediscovered and renown, then that's enlightenment, that's awakening, that's the rediscovery of your ultimate true state. And it happens by moving through these bodies and their correlated states of consciousness. And so we want to have exercises that keep each of these healthy. And we want, for involution, when it occurs, we want the higher states to all be as healthy as they can. Because the traditions maintain that if you have something that goes wrong on a higher level, like if you're in the causal, which has archetypes and the very earliest forms of forms themselves, manifestation itself, if something goes wrong there, if something's out of whack there, then that dysfunction will move down into the subtle realm and it'll throw something out of whack there. And then if it stays out of whack, then it'll move down into the gross realm, the physical body, and you'll get an actual physical disease. And so you can approach that physical disease at just the physical level. But you can also work with the higher levels where the original cause is. And by using at the causal level, by using certain types of spiritual meditation or spiritual practice, you can put that in order. And then that will stop translating downward into subtle and causal. So it'll make it easier for that physical illness to cure. And so you can then also do physical things for that illness. Western medicine is wonderful. But what we've noticed in increasing years with Western medicine is that most of the illnesses in Western medicine are now what's called degenerative illnesses. So they're illnesses that are caused not by a bug or a virus or something like that. They're caused just from aging. Things are just wearing out. And so we're getting heart disease, and we're getting cancers, and we're getting arthritis, and we're getting diabetes, and we're getting kidney diseases. And Western medicine doesn't have many cures for that. So on those cases, it can become very helpful to go up to higher levels of involution and do some work on those to help clear them up, so that then what's passed downward in involution, which Plotinus called efflux, is a healthy template of the lower physical system. And so that can help to a significant degree with that type of illness. And then when it returns, it goes back from the lower to the higher, which Plotinus called reflux, then you can move up those stages with less illness, with less dysfunction, with less problems. So when we look at the body, we want to at least keep that in mind. We want to keep in mind that we've got a body that is the, in a sense, material form of the spectrum of consciousness going through levels. There's a spectrum of bodies going through the material components. And so, in a sense, we have a spectrum of mind and a spectrum of body. And they always go together. So we have a gross body mind, we have a subtle body mind, and we have a causal body mind. And we can work with both sides. We can work with the meditative consciousness side. We can work with the material bodily side and its energies and its prana and its bioenergetic flows and so on. Or ideally, we can work with both.